Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Our guest on the program today is Karen Schaefer, Executive Director of the Minnesota Beef Council. Recently, the Minnesota Beef Council contracted with the University of Minnesota to do a beef economic analysis study. Karen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing good. Well, first off, before we get into that study, can you just tell the listeners about the record-breaking Minnesota State Fair and the Minnesota Beef Council's involvement with it?
Yeah, news came out that this year at the Minnesota State Fair, they set an all-time attendance record of about 1.9 million people, so just under 2 million people. And I kind of put that into perspective that our state of Minnesota has about 5.5 million people, and almost 2 million of them attend the state fair. Now, I realize that a lot of people go more than once, and people from Wisconsin and Iowa and North and South Dakota attend, but it's just amazing to me the record crowds of attendance. So for the Minnesota Beef Council, we have a booth in the dairy building. Most people realize that that is the building where the butterheads are and the malts are from the Midwest Dairy Association. So at our booth this year, we just wanted to make it fun and engaging. People don't really want to stop and visit about educational things. They want to have fun and hopefully learn in the process. So we did a giveaway of sunglasses that say, I love beef. And in order to get those sunglasses, you had to play our beef toss game, which essentially is a carcass of beef, kind of like cornhole game. And there are cuts of beef that need to get into the proper holes on the carcass. So it's an educational opportunity to talk about where the cuts come from and what they're good for, you know, in terms of grilling or ground beef and what are the best ways to make those cuts. We also had recipes on hand, and our booth featured a lot of resources about protein and the power of protein, and that seemed to be a great talking point with attendees.
Okay. Well, you know, and I've heard a lot of favorable comments from people that have gone to the fair this year about the booth, and I know you guys have been there for several years, and I guess the question I'm posing to you right now is, what would be some of the questions that come forth from some of the people from the metro area or the, say, the outstate, the bigger cities that are in our area? And what kind of questions have you gotten from them where you're kind of surprised maybe that people don't know that about our business?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of just not understanding, you know, what cuts come from what place and what cuts are good for what purposes. But I'd say the most common question we get asked at any event that we do is, where can I find local beef? How do I source local beef? And it's a great opportunity for us to talk through our production cycle and, you know, how we just don't have the processing capacity in Minnesota. So the beef that is finished here likely goes out of state to be processed, but comes back in the form of, you know, high quality beef cuts. And so that's an interesting talking point to have with consumers. It's also amazing that the topic of grass-fed beef is always, on the minds of consumers, and they don't realize that each animal spends about 75% of their production on grass and using forage as their primary source of nutrition. So that's always kind of a mind-blowing fact when we talk about that.
Right. You know, the thing I've taken away from some of these situations where you're in, where there's consumers and asking questions, they really are anxious to talk to a producer. And I think that should be known to people listening to this program that are producers, that if you have that opportunity to explain what we're doing out here, they really like hearing it from a producer themselves, don't they?
Absolutely. And so not only were there producers, 4-H FFA kids, open class exhibitors at the fair to visit with, but our booth was all staffed by either our staff or college students that go to the University of Minnesota, either majoring in agriculture with a beef background or pre-vet students. And so they felt very confident answering questions. And I think as soon as a consumer realizes that, you know, this is somebody who knows what they're talking about and has some context to the information that they're sharing, the message is definitely received much better.
All right. Well, good job. Can you just tell us now about that University of Minnesota's economic study?
Yeah, we were really excited to get these results here about a month ago, and it just took a while to disseminate this out. But basically, the study that the University of Minnesota Extension Service did on behalf of the Minnesota Beef Council was the results showed that the beef industry contributes nearly $5 billion to Minnesota's economy. That study was put together through a variety of surveys, both of cow-calf operators and feedlot operators, trying to understand, you know, the inputs that go into producing beef and kind of tracking some of their information for the whole year of 2015. So we were pulling from 1 year in time. Some other great information that came out of that was we contribute, as a beef industry, about 30,000 jobs, and that's a direct employment of 30,000 jobs. We also support about 17,000 jobs of indirect industries. And a statistic that I thought was just really interesting, you know, we talk about, I had mentioned just earlier that there's not a lot of processing capacity in Minnesota. However, 94% of the expenditures of this data really were all made in Minnesota. So that means that local producers are using the local town veterinarian. They're using the local feed mill to source their feedstuffs. They're using local trucking companies to move cattle, and also, you know, utilizing the local auction markets as well. So it's really kind of exciting to see that not only is this beef industry that we're a part of such a global industry, but we're really supporting our local communities and the state of Minnesota by what we're doing on our farms and ranches each day.
Okay, Karen, will all this information that you're talking about that's compiled, will it be out there for people to probably see in publications, or is it something where, how are we going to get this information out?
Yep, actually, the University of Minnesota Extension has all the information posted on their website. The Minnesota Beef Council does as well. The full report is about 30 pages and great information. We will be working on condensing that to kind of a one-page fact sheet that will also be available on mnbeef.org.
Okay, well, great. Thanks for all the information about this study, and also probably to share with listeners, the Minnesota Beef Council has been doing some remodeling at the office there in Maple Plain, and can you just tell us quickly about what you're doing?
Yeah, when we purchased the building, we had a little kitchenette, but no real way to cook beef. So our board thought it was pretty important that we had a working stove and an oven where we can do some cooking demonstrations, kind of a little bit of a test kitchen. And that work has happened over the summer, and we are up and running with an actual functional kitchen. In addition to that, we have both a gas grill and a charcoal grill on our little patio deck. So we take some of the recipes from Beef Is What's for Dinner, and we test them in our kitchens. We'll probably be posting a lot more on social media with some how-to videos in the coming months.
Well, great, Karen. Well, thanks again for being on the program and for doing such a good job there at the Minnesota Beef Council.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mark.
Until next week, thanks for listening, and we will talk again.